Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My God, Channing's reactions are priceless to this.
What is this devil worship music?
If I had hair, I'd be whipping it back and forth right now.
What is this satanic music you got me listening to? I'm a Christian, Zach.
Well, see, I'm Kapoor, so.
I'm a Christian.
You didn't like that?
No, man, turn this off, man.
Put it back up.
No,
put it back up.
Man, don't do this, man.
Put it back up. Right. Now, Channing, you got the hair. I need you to whip it.
I'm not going to whip this. I don't whip my hair for the Lord.
What?
I don't know. I was just playing the narrative of being a Christian.
By the way, if you want to see some of the weirdest bleep I've ever seen in my life, go check out the ticket, Miami.com.
You got to have different approaches to fighting.
And you're going to see Channing Crowder's boxing approach.
Bink, 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 bink. Scare the hell out of people. Half of fighting is the scary part of what's going to happen.
Oh, my God. What was that, man?
You see, just a different approach to a fight.
Had my head on a swivel there.
I'm telling you, man, I'd have been in some. I'm like 78-4 in my life.
Quick question, Channing, and I'll get to the point once you answer the questions. Two best teams in college football are who?
Who?
No. Like
Alabama, Ohio State.
The last 5 years.
Alabama, Clemson.
Okay. What type of offenses do they run?
Pro.
Okay. Both of them, correct?
Yes.
Okay. This texture says this, and they're going to feel really corny once I read this because you just answered. Don't confuse NFL with college football. College football is all about spread offenses, period. Passing and running from spread formations, not trying to pound away from under center. Don't you feel crunchy?
It's silly.
Don't you feel crunchy when, without knowing where I was going, Channing Crowder told you the two best teams in college football, which if you're not aware of that, the last 5 years, who've won the last four national championships and who have been in the college football playoffs every single year, both run pro-style offense.
But just even Alabama, think about it, with Derrick Henry, we can go back to just who's the guy, the flamed-out guy, the Ingram.
Richardson. Ingram,
like,
didn't flame out. Ingram's still in the NFL right now.
Yeah, I was talking about Richardson.
Pounding out for the Ravens, yeah.
It was a young boy, Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
Who balled out in the Raiders game. Like, just look at these All-American running backs year after year out of Alabama, and you're telling me that's a spread offense? It's the opposite of a spread offense. Tua can run the spread, and they run the spread. But they also know how to get into an I formation, get you two tight ends in the game, run straight downhill and bash your damn mouth in. Defenses do not like that. And coaches know. I played for Coach Saban. Coach Saban told us that, and he would tell us that in meetings. Defenses, we love y'all to get pretty and fast and reverses and pick routes, and that's cute. Defenses hate when you line up with a bunch of big, deep belly-buttoned dudes in the game and run straight at you over and over and over again. We called it testing your oil. We go into a game and say, hey, these guys are going to test our oil. You go play that. When Peyton was with the Colts and he had Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison and them, they were good. You didn't fear playing them from the physical side. You knew they could run the score up on you. But physically, like the Ravens,
every time you play the Ravens for years now, you know they're going to come downhill. They're going to have big-ass linemen, and they're going to have physical running backs, and you're going to leave that game with bruises on your forehead, them hickeys on your neck from hitting linemen all game, and you're going to be beat up. That's the style of football that can consistently win, and I'm never getting away from that the rest of my life. I don't give a damn if they let you put six receivers in a game moving forward to up the offense. You have to establish a physical part of football, and that's what wins.
Someone texts in, Duarte needs to be Hawk's permanent replacement just so he can introduce Crowder to a plethora of metal.
Hot man, don't play that devil worship music around me.
That was Dan Day, by the way. That was not me.
Zach, I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just like Hawkman's a Jew.
Just letting you know, man. I don't do all that,
cheating
man.
Cheating Jew, by the way.
I don't do all that, man. I don't like all that devil stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think we should grab the audio of Crowder saying, "I whip my hair for the Lord."
You know what? A texter brings up a great point. Back to the running game. Why is Marino known as one of the top five quarterbacks in NFL history and never went deep into the playoffs, never got a ring? If you give Dan Marino a running game, you tell me if you give Dan Marino a top five running game, he doesn't have a ring on his finger right now.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? That's a great point, texter.
Or defense.
Defense. Yeah. Anything. But offensively, you give Dan, you let the times warp and put Ricky Williams in a backfield with Dan Marino at quarterback, what happens then? Zach, you can't tell me that Dolphin team. I don't give a damn who's on defense.
I cannot.
They don't win a Super
but,
Bowl.
But Joe in Margate with a bag, his hand in a bag of Cheetos during the Canes game thinks otherwise. So
come on, Joe. Tighten up.
Yeah, man. Get to the gym. All right, let's get to our headlines.
All right, let's do it. Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Let's see. Here we go. The Lakers NBA Cares event in Shanghai was canceled earlier today. The league says the event was to benefit the Special Olympics, and the cancellation was not their decision.
This is going south real quick.
Yeah, politics and get involved. I don't like the politics and sports to cross, but it's happening.
This is getting bad for the NBA. They're going to lose some money, man. They're going to lose some money.
This started about money.
But this is one of those moments for the NBA, though. This is one of those moments. Like, do you acquiesce to the dollar, or do you stand on your beliefs? This is a big moment for the NBA.
And one thing we always tell Adam Silver, he seems like he always makes the right decision on things. When the players and the dress code, and then Donald Sterling situation, Adam Silver seems like he always the stand your right stuff, and when LeBron and Dwayne Wade and all of them came out with the I Can't Breathe shirts, he was supportive of his players over what Roger Goodell does to the NFL players.
Yeah, Adam Silver is the most progressive commissioner for sure.
So
yeah.
I'm with you. I want to see how Adam Silver deals with this situation.
I think he's done well.
He's been praised in the past for everything he's done.
He said, I cannot. I can't do anything about Daryl Morey's right to free speech. China's like, well, free speech, not here.
And that's what the problem is. I want to see if any backlash or if Adam Silver continues with the path he's going on, because like you're saying, he's praised by every decision he makes, and I think he's a great commissioner.
What else we got, Dan?
Today sees a double edition of win or go home in the Major League Baseball playoffs. St. Louis currently leads 1-0 over Atlanta in the first, and later tonight it's Dodgers, Nationals, do or die.
Man, you got some big series. If the Dodgers go out or if the Astros go out, whew, some heads going to roll, man.
How did the Astros lose?
Well, I don't know why the hell they started Verlander yesterday.
What?
Dude was on short rest, and This goes back to what we said about the Canes and like running the ball. Do what you're best at, right? Why did the Astros like you would think they were in an elimination game yesterday to start Verlander. Like I know they're probably going to start Garrett Cole tomorrow, but you can have Verlander ready just in case Garrett Cole is not on his A game. But now you just burn Verlander.
Ooh, I can tell you that postseason baseball is intense though.
Yeah.
I don't like – okay, you know what? Like, I'm cool with the one-game wild card, but you do a 162-game season, and then you go to a best of five?
What do you want it to be?
Best of seven.
Like, you paid all them games. Now you got to shorten it down a little bit. Go best of five.
Why not shorten down the regular season?
I'm with you on that, but then we go back to the dollar. I'm not paying full price for these season tickets when you're cutting me $150, $140. It's all about that money. Ugh. Zach, follow the dollar. If you want to answer the half your questions in the world, follow the dollar.
The sugar mommy dollar.
Yeah, you don't worry about money. Got
I'll follow,
your sugar mama.
I'll follow that one. Anything else there, Dan?
Yes. A British study shows binge drinking makes men more attractive to women. Scientists say heavy drinking is used as a sexual signal to show men's willingness to take risks and make them more attractive to sexual prospects. You know what I'm thinking? Funky Buddha time.
It confirmed this happened.
Oh, man. That's an interesting
one. I was a college drinker, boy.
Whew. You was an attractive prospect.
Went the wang. Didn't struggle too much.
What the hell are you saying?
Yeah, I'll let you know about it.
What the hell did you just say? Did you just speak Chinese?
I was just saying, you know, it's get after it. I got after it in Gainesville.
Anything else there, Dan?
Now on to weather, brought to you by Hylia Park. Tonight's forecast looks for rain and temperatures around 80. And when it comes to the mildew that is going to be around the area, nobody knows nor really cares.
I like it. I agree. Taking shots at Solana today.
I like it, too. He is Solana running like me hot with
maybe,
that stuff.
Maybe we should throw weather to Dan Day every day, huh? What do you think?
I'm down with it. Solana and him got a fight, though.
What?
They got a fight. I like to settle stuff old school, Zach.
Why do they got a fight?
I don't like flipping coins or paper, rock, scissors. I like two grown-ups walking up and slapping each other. Old school.
Slapping each other?
Slapping each other.
What?
Well, I think that's the best way to handle debates, right?
Or you could fight like you fight.
Yeah, a slap bop, always bop, starts bop, a fight. Bop, 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 bop. Bink, 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 bink. You can't fight nobody with bop, bop, bop. You got to bink, bink, bink them.
Please check out the Ticket Miami on Instagram to find out what the hell we're talking about. Anything else there, Dan?
Yeah, visit Hylia Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways. Drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. Visit HyliaPark.com for more details.
Guys, y'all got to get to Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Holler at my good friend, General Manager Eric Nunez. This amazing dealership is how dealerships are supposed to be run. It is beautiful. The staff is awesome. The award-winning lineup of cars and trucks that Chevy put together. I see y'all out on the road about getting accidents looking at these Chevys. Go down to Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. You can sit in one. You can test drive one. As Eric, he'll let you take a nap in one. They are so comfortable. Lubeck Road is where other dealers bring their loved ones and their families to get their car. They can't hook themselves up better than Eric can hook them up. And I tell you all the time, Eric's going to watch out for you. I have two Chevys I've bought from Eric. My Suburban's outside right now. I have friends. I have dozens of people that went over there, and they always call me like, man, he watched out for me. I said, I'm telling you right now, and I'm telling y'all right now, Eric is going to watch out for you. Lubeck Road is also your Silverado headquarters. They are beautiful. If you're a pickup truck gal or guy, go check out these Silverados. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Get incredible deals all year long. You will save thousands more than any other dealer, not in the city, not in the state, but in the nation. Go see Eric Nunez. Go see his award-winning team. Go see how that beautiful dealership is run. You're going to love it. Conveniently located off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Coming up next, 15 minutes of Heat Crowder. Let's talk to Mike Inglis, radio voice of the Miami Heat. We'll do that next on 15 minutes of Heat here on 790 Ticket and 560 WQAM The Joe. Well, your mic's not on, so.
Don't box me out, Dan.
It's the C team.
Let me get in the talk. Let me get in the paint.
Oh, man. So, look, we got 15 minutes of Heat here. So I thought I'd reach out to an old buddy. But here's the thing. We're about to find out if Mike Inglis realizes he's my buddy. So joining us now on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest lines, they are truly steps beyond convenient. We got radio voice of the Miami Heat, Mike Inglis. Mike, how you doing this afternoon?
Listen, anytime you can have Sade playing that music, cool operator, you're good by me, man.
There we go. Mike, we were talking about this earlier in the show, but you know, I've been working for the Ticket for 10 years, worked my way onto the air. So I always wonder when I text a guy like you or Crotty if you actually remember me.
Oh, sure. Without a doubt. I've been around. I'm an old man now.
Oh, thank God.
I'm an old man, so I remember you, without a doubt.
Good. Okay, just making sure. You know, because I was I don't know if Mike Inglis remembers. I used to, like, produce Heat games, like, 10 years ago.
But, Mike, is he still the little annoying producer, or do you respect his gangster as a South Florida voice?
Probably a little bit of both.
I think a combo. So, it's a combo.
So, Mike, I was wondering this too, because I've had this discussion on my own show, and now I got you here. Obviously, you've worked with Miami Heat for a long time now. When the Heat have won championships, you got a championship ring, right?
We got three of them, as a matter of fact.
All right, there we go. So, but a guy like Zaslow, right? Like, not 100% affiliated with the Heat, like kind of in the middle, the liaison between 790 and the ticket. He gets a championship ring because he bought it, right?
Because our ownership is very generous.
Okay.
Everyone in the organization got something, and that's just the way they roll, which is really cool for everyone, because everyone works hard. So why not enjoy the fruits of your labor?
I guess my championship ring is still in the mail from 2012.
I think it is, if I'm not mistaken. And with our mail system, it might be a while till you get it.
You need to go to the post office.
We figured it out. Yeah. We figured it out. So obviously, the Heat, they have another preseason game tonight. The first one last night. An extended rotation last night. What was it, 15, 16 deep yesterday? What is this about in the preseason? Is it about learning how the rotation is going to work, or learning what the back end of the roster is going to look like? What is the priority in the preseason, besides staying healthy, of course?
Well, yeah, obviously healthy is key, but I think the coach and the coaching staff wants to see different permutations of how players are going to play and what they're going to play like. And don't take anything, like Coach said yesterday, don't assume anything with starting lineups over this next little while, because even at the beginning of the season, when it gets underway in a few weeks, there's going to be no doubt be some changes. And this is the one nice thing I think about having only five preseason games and getting more practice time in. So they're going to be able to work together and see who fits and what have you. And that's the process right now they're doing. Tonight, you're probably going to see a whole lot more of the lesser-known players playing three of the guys that played a lot back home, that did not make the trip, and a couple of guys that are, sort of battling JJ battling a conditioning and KO with the bruised knee. So I think this is probably be one of the games where coach is going to really throw everything, throw the dice out, and let's see what happens.
And Mike, like you say, that throw the dice out. We know Spo likes to tinker with his lineups. What do you look at? What do you learn from these preseason games?
Well, I think some of the stuff that I've seen so far, even in camp, is the cohesion of these guys. How they don't look lost out there. That often happens with a lot of teams. They're not really that interested. I mean, San Antonio, I think, was a great example. Coach Pop last night, he was not happy with the look of his team, because it looked like a lot of guys were disinterested in the whole thing. But for Miami, you've got to be interested, because they know there's spots available and an opportunity for them to play. And I like where guys aren't looking around saying, oh, I should have been here, and oh, I missed the pick and roll, or I missed that. They're very, very good so far, with about 60% of their game plans put in so far, of knowing where to be, who to help, what's happening. And, of course, defense is the mantra, as you guys know, of the Miami Heat. But I think even in camp and in the early going so far, we've seen a great potential of a bunch of real good shooters.
Talking to Mike Inglis here, radio voice of the Miami Heat on 15 Minutes of Heat. There's a different aura around this team, Mike, and I can only attribute it to one thing. I know the Miami Heat will never publicly admit it, but one of those things is probably that Jimmy Butler is there, but the big thing to me is that Hassan Whiteside is not.
Well, I mean, Hassan was good with his time here with Miami, but it just wasn't going to be exactly where Miami wanted to go. And I think you make some changes. Is there the big question is in the NBA now, with everything seems to be so perimeter oriented, is there room for a big man? I really think there still is room for a big man in the NBA. We all know Hassan has got a ton of talent. He's just got to focus and get ready to play every night and show that he's got all this talent and he's worth what everybody is paying him and worth what they say he could be as good as. Sometimes it obviously, as we saw, it just didn't seem to be there. He also got banged up with some injuries. But I think the way Miami's going now, with a very mobile front core, it's probably the right way to go.
And Mike saying, talking about Hassan leaving and taking his spot would be Bam Adebayo. What I did see last night is them integrating him more into the offense, him being a part, you know, the half-court offense and not just a hustle guy, a defensive guy. Like, how good could Bam really be?
Well, I think Bam, this is only going to be his third year in the NBA. I think he's got a massive upside if he wants. Sure, he's not a seven-footer, you know, at 6'9", but he is so athletic. He is so mobile. He's great in the pick and roll. He's practices jump shots as he can step out a little bit. Are you going to see him jacking up threes? No, you're not going to see him jacking up a bunch of threes, but you're going to see him be able to help at both ends of the floor, also on offense going inside and stepping outside, which is great for Miami because then it gives room for the penetrators like a Deion or a Jimmy Butler or a Hero, whoever happens to be out there at the time with him. So I think he gives Miami a real, real good look. And he's also got he's got some quick feet, man. He can get up and down that floor. And he's one of those guys who I think, along with Justice Winslow, who really, really enjoys what they're doing for a living.
Mike, I had a tough time figuring out the answer to this question yesterday. What is going to be the Heat's starting five in your mind?
Whoa, boy, that's a million-dollar question. I've no idea. I mean, obviously Jimmy Butler is in there, and when KO is healthy and Bam, they're probably going to be up front. Who's going to be back there with Jimmy Butler? Will it be Winslow? You know, they're going to be very guarded with Goran Dragic coming off the knee and making sure his minutes are, he's a former All-Star, so you look at him. And they've got the different lineups that's certainly available to Coach Spo. I'm glad I'm not the guy making the decision on this, but that's why I said earlier, it is not going to be a cut and dry thing. Okay, game one, these are our starters. I think you're going to see it develop over a few weeks and a bunch of games early.
And Mike, after the game last night, Twitter blew up talking about Tyler Hero, rookie of the year talk. Mike, I know he has quote unquote drip. I've never seen drip hit a three. I've never seen drip win a game. Like, is Tyler that good? Are we moving too fast on Tyler Hero?
Well, I think everyone wants to, when you see a game like that, everyone wants to jump on it. I know watching the stuff on TV today, there's saying about Tyler Hero and all that. And why not? The kid's got great game. I think he's one of the ball players that's coming out of college whose game translates into the NBA. A lot of players come from college, and even though they're really good in college, even in their first round draft picks, and it takes them a while to watch their game translate into the NBA, and sometimes it never does. But with him and the way he played for the Wildcats, I think you see his game is going to translate real well into the NBA. And don't forget, the kid is 19 years of age. I mean, think about what he's going to be like in, 4, 5, 6 years? I mean, 10 years? I mean, my goodness, I think he's got a huge upside, and he's got a great attitude, and I think he's a real darn good ball player already. For a 19-year-old. Now, obviously, like Jimmy Butler was saying, he's not right on the scouting reports for every team right now, but he plays like this in the preseason. He is going to be on the scouting report, and then he'll see things change. But I think he's got the smarts to be able to handle it very, very well.
Mike, we've seen a new addition this season in the NBA in terms of the coaches' challenge. Has Spo spoken much about his strategy behind using it? Because we've seen a couple of coaches now. When it first came out, conventional thinking says, hey, maybe you save this for the end of the game, but you're seeing a lot of coaches use this in the preseason in the second and third quarter to maybe save a player from getting that second or fourth foul or something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be different. His coach is really funny. He says, I threw Dan Craig, he says, I threw Chris Quinn under the bus because he's sort of looking after all this stuff when it comes to challenges. Spo is saying he might have to look at the game a little bit differently now because of these challenges, as opposed to see what's just happening on the floor right away about do I make that decision. And it's going to be it's really going to be a learning process for everybody. But I know if all the other teams are like Miami, they've spent a lot of time looking at this and how it's going to be useful. I personally believe most of this, you brought up a good point about fouls, but I think most of this is going to be in real crucial situations or game-changing situations where teams are on a real great run and they just, you just can't get it to stop and maybe something like that. But there's a bunch of different angles you can look at it. But I think this is going to be more fourth quarter stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
And, Mike, we all know the J.J. situation. James Johnson with Riley actually came out and said, like, I don't want this to become a talking point every single day. Is there any update, mm-hmm. though? Like, is there any idea of when we're going to see James back with the team?
I would assume it certainly won't be anything like a month or something like that. I would assume it would be a sooner as opposed to later. I know that sounds sort of corny, but I think that's what it is. And, you know, again, with Kelly Olynyk, I don't know what the situation is with him. And, you know, the other guys that are out tonight are out for certain reasons. So, but for JJ, I mean, he's a smart guy, and I think he knows his importance to the team because everybody wants to see the guy that played before he had those two sports hernia surgeries. And because if they can get him back like that, he's a heck of a force with a good defender. I mean, a physical body out there that can also score and pass the ball around. So everyone's waiting for him to get back with the team and help with the way we know he can help.
It's Mike English, your radio play-by-play voice of the Miami Heat. Mike, I really appreciate the time. I know it's a little last minute. And we'll trade championship ring stories pretty soon, my friend.
Nope.
Okay.
No, you're not.
You want me to send you pictures? No.
That's messed up, man. I'll see you at the home games, all right, Mike? Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. You have a great day.
All right. Oh, man.
I don't think you're in the club.
Back here on the Hockman and Crowder show. But no Hockman today. You got me, Zach Duarte. That's right. Your worst enemy.
What?
People don't like me, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
But I got a special surprise for them, Crowder. They get an extra half hour of me today.
What?
Yeah, man. Because we plan things really far in advance. I was told at 5:25 that I'm doing an extra half hour today. And I invited you to do it, but you said no. So.
Yeah, no, I got something. I got things. I'm gonna leave.
You should have carried that off like another 3 seconds. Perfect. Do it again, but carry it on just a little bit longer.
No way in hell.
Hey, Crowder, it's you want to do the show with me at 6 o'clock?
I'm gonna leave. Bro, we talk about this all the time.
So good, Dan. Can you cut that up and put that in your vault of sound?
How can say dumb crap like that? Hey, man, you know, the Panther game starts, so we're not going to go on, and we're going to be off at 5:30, so we should come in an hour earlier. For what? To work more? One thing I'm not going to do is work when I don't got to work. I give you 4 hours. I'm not giving you no 6, 5, 6, 7 hours. I can't do it.
Dude, is there a football game on today?
Maction? What day is it?
I think the Arizona Cardinals put up 10 points.
Oh, yeah.
The Atlanta baseball team. It's 10-0 after the first inning.
That's crazy.
That's absurd.
That's not playoff
baseball. What a huge deflation, right? Because I think that game's in Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. Atlanta, Alana, is that game in Atlanta? Yeah? Oh, my God.
People leaving?
What's up, Alana?
Cat got her tongue, sorry.
What? Get on the mic, Alana. You got on the mic the other day on my show.
No, they are.
Now people are going to want you to be on the Instagram.
Well, every time somebody hear a woman voice, they want to see it.
Because we're creepy men. But here's the funny thing. Alana's already on the Instagram because she got on the video. So there you go. You can check her out on the Ticket Miami. Or you can watch Channing's really weird boxing style.
That's just one of my different techniques.
The bink, bink, bink style?
Called the bink, bink.
The bink, bink. One too many binks there.
You never know what I'm going to do.
One too many binks. So we got a little extra 30-minute radio action coming up at 6 o'clock here, as if I'm not already out of material. I gotta do another 30 minutes. I think I'm just gonna regurgitate information. How about that?
Is that the word?
Different audience at 6 o'clock, right?
I don't know if that's the word. Regurgitate.
Yeah, you know when you
can use a different
bring something there. Back up that you already went down.
Oh,
get it?
Oh, I don't like it.
No, you don't like it.
No, man, I'm not. I got IBS. I got a weak stomach.
Oh, man. You should put that out there, huh?
Yeah, man. IBS, man. You don't make fun of IBS.
Oh, no. My ex-girlfriend had Crohn's disease, so.
Yeah, man. So you understand. That's worse,
about
man.
It, my dude. I know all about it. You don't got to preach to me, my friend.
You went with a girl with Crohn's disease.
Well, she like figured out she had it while we were dating.
Why? Cause she was in the toilet a lot?
Dude, she got real sick.
Like, but she went to the toilet a lot. You loved her through it?
Dude, yeah, I freaking don't get me started, bro.
You used to get her wet wipes.
Don't get me started on that one, bro.
Yeah, good man. You loved her through the belly aches?
Yeah, and let's just say that relationship did not work out, and it was not my fault. So
she ran off with somebody. You know what? She got with somebody that had IBS as well, and then they got an IBS connection.
That sent me to the sugar mommies. So I was like, I'm done with this. I'm done taking care of them youngins. I'm out of here.
Those stinky bathrooms ran you to the old women.
Come on, man.
Bro, I know what IBS and Crohn's does. Yeah, it doesn't make it, it makes you go to the damn bathroom.
I'm like, I took care of her. So.
Now, you a good man, though. I'm not going to lie, man, because, yeah, my wife, she ain't with me. I got to go wing to the other side of the house.
Do you have a bathroom?
Man, I ain't been to the bathroom in my bedroom bathroom, the master bedroom bathroom. I ain't been to the bathroom. 4 years I ain't been to the bathroom in the master bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Don't you go in there. I say, what? Where do you want me to go? The guest room.
Oh, my God.
Going back there in the middle of the night, waking up my kids.
See, but this would be so much more funnier to me if I knew what Mrs. Crowder looked like.
She's bad.
I got to go back to that episode of, what was it, Housewives or whatever?
Exactly. Yeah, Baller Wives.
Baller Wives. There you go.
Miss Crowder? Bad. Super bad. I'll tell you that right now.
One day we'll meet Mrs. Crowder.
Yeah, you find her. She's on all the social stuff and on my Twitter, actually.
Yeah, no, but I got to meet her. Like, yeah. I already kind of knew what you were like.
I don't like how you said that, to be honest.
Why?
I want to meet her. No, man, just look at the damn picture. That's
No.
That's it,
no,
man.
No, I'll meet her at the holiday party.
Zach, you thinking on. We'll lock up.
Channing, I'm good, man.
What's wrong with a picture? Why you need to meet her? Why you need to touch her hand? Why you need to be around?
Because I want
to
be like, I want to see if Channing's impersonation of you is spot on. That's why.
She hates her voice.
That's why.
Don't you go in there. She always says, why do you make me sound like that?
Oh, my God.
Don't you go in there. The guest room.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Don't be insecure, man. You got nothing to worry about. You're good, man.
No, man.
There's boundaries I do not cross. That is one of them.
We just look so different. I don't know if a type changes through the years. We've been together for 10
plus
years.
It doesn't matter. I don't do that. I don't cross those boundaries, bro. Like you said, I'm a good man.
You're a good man. You're stuck with a woman with Crohn's.
Damn right.
My wife don't have Crohn's. She got a strong belly.
She won't even let you go to the bathroom.
Don't you go in
you
there.
You got to go. Not there.
Guest room.
Oh, my God.
That's a true story, bro. She hates when I go to the bathroom and I'm master.
That's too good. That's too good, man. Can't believe you put that out there.
Oh, no. We're full disclosure on
this
show.
We have put out a lot of information on the show today, man. Yeah, what kind of information did you learn about me today?
That you chase after old women and don't use their money like you're supposed to.
I mean, I don't chase after them.
They chase you?
I mean, they're just there.
You don't run, though.
They exist.
You run slow and look back and smile. Yeah, leave me alone, Vespa.
Vespa?
Beatrice, leave me alone, Beatrice.
Oh, what is this, the Golden Girls?
Old-ass women. That's what you got. You got a Golden Girl.
Nah, she's not that old, bro.
Yeah, she's on the way.
Dan Day is chomping at the bit to say something.
I was just going to say, bring it on, B. Arthur.
he embraces the Golden Girl. No, it's not that old.
Her hair's thinning.
No,
hair's thinning out like the Crypt Keeper.
Not like I can complain about that anyways.
That's right. Can you talk to your lady about her hair?
No. Why?
But like, it's not. Cause
I can't talk to anybody about hair. I haven't had it
really?
In like 12 years.
But you can't be like, I don't like that hairstyle. You can't criticize hair without hair. I don't think that's right. You can criticize hair without hair.
I mean,
hair.
If I was in a relationship with somebody, I would be like, yeah, I don't know about going out with that thing.
That's what I'm saying, because people like, I believe that you don't have to play a sport to coach or analyze a sport.
Right.
So I don't think you need hair to talk about hair. Like, I got your back, man.
Right. No, if I didn't think it looked good, I'd say something. But you got to find a sensitive way around that one, though.
Oh, okay. The women.
Be like, it might rain, so, just put it down in a ponytail. I don't know.
Tell your lady ain't black woman.
What else did you learn about me today?
Black woman ain't going out in the rain.
What else did you learn about me today? I learned a few things about you today.
That you dive in mud and run through barbed wire for fun.
You already knew that. Come on, man. Stop. If you didn't learn anything else about me, that's fine.
That's about it.
All right. Well, I learned that you're Christian.
I'm a Christian, and I whip my hair for the Lord.
Can we please tell me you saved that on
I will whip my hair for the Lord.
Please tell me you saved that. That's got to get back to Hawk.
Christ had dreads.
Was Christ black?
Man, oh, skin of bronze, hair of wool, you tell me. You tell me. Skin of bronze, hair of wool. Tell me.
Oh, man. I learned so much about you today. Your fighting style, it's weird.
That's just one of them.
Right? You got IBS.
Yeah. That's been going on for years.
Yeah. I think I learned quite a bit about Channing Crowder today.
And I go one floor down when I got to go to the bathroom in the office. I don't go up here.
Really?
Go one floor down. Yeah, yeah. You go down there to the mezzanine. Wow. Man, they got the cleanest bathrooms in the world at the mezzanine. You go to the mezzanine too? Boy, I be tearing the mezzanine up.
That's you and I right there.
Yeah, the people sneak in there.
Wow.
Shaking on the door. And I'm changing my voice so they don't know it's me. Somebody's in here. I'll never let them hear my voice.
Why'd you go that way? Why didn't you go like, somebody's in here?
Because I'm the biggest dude in the office. They would think it's me or Rashad Butler.
Oh, yeah, Rashad.
Somebody's
no,
in here.
No, Rashad's like, somebody's in here.
Yeah, Rashad, Rashad got that tone now.
You got that deep, like, smooth jazz love 93.1 voice.
Yeah. He does talk you right out your clothes. What's going on, Rashad?
How about this text? Just tuned in, guys. This is hilarious. I love this combination.
Foolishness.
You have to change the name of the show.
Zach, now you're jumping a little bit out the box, Zach. I love you, Zach. We jump a little bit out the box.
Dan, can you go to my button bar real quick?
Your button bar?
My button bar. The button bar on the screen over here. I have a button bar on this thing. You know where all my sound bites are?
We don't do that.
You guys don't have a button bar for your show?
Oh, man, we don't button bar.
Wow.
Oh, I can. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, there should be one for me with all my sound. And there was one time where I was filling in on Zaslow's show with Amber. I can hear Dan Day clicking away.
Just working, man.
And do we have it there? Is it over there? I don't know. I can't see anything. So
you can't see anything?
I can't see what you have over there.
I got some funny stuff. What are you looking for?
I think the bottom right one says something about Zaslow saying something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, play that one for me.
We'll continue this, but coming up next, we'll get you caught up on some things you might have missed. Zach and Amber, that's next.
See? Change the name of the show.
That's what you like. Getting that name in.
Change the name of the show, baby.
You throw it in, man.
We got some
you.
Other funny stuff over there. Channing's never heard any of this, huh?
No. I heard none of that.
Let's play the Brock sound, okay?
Rock,
have to give me a second on this one. I've never seen these in my whole life.
Well, they all should be there. If I could see them.
Brock Berlin or Osweiler?
No, it's I want it to be unique to you.
All right, I'm ready, whenever you are.
Here we go. Ready? If you tell me your stage name, I'll tell you my stage name.
What's your stage name?
Brock Hard.
I heard that show. You and Brian talking about y'all stage name. I was listening that day. Y'all silly as hell.
We got some good sound over there, man. Yeah.
That's your name?
That's my stage name.
Oh.
Yeah. What else do I have over there, Dandy?
Mine would be the Light Skin Wonder.
Yo Chen Win.
There we go.
Who is that?
Wei
Yo Chen Win.
Yo Chen Win.
Tried to say Wei and Chen, but he messed that one up.
That's ridiculous.
What else?
I want to hear this one.
Okay.
I actually kind of like the plus size girls.
Nothing wrong with that.
But you know what's the funny part about that? Is, do you know who said that?
Who?
Grant.
Grant Tiny.
Right there, yeah. Tiny Grant.
He like the big ones. Ain't no problem, man. You got offset.
Do we have the Salt Bay one? Salt Bay sound?
Let's see real quick. While I'm looking for that, one of the things, if you do like a couple wrinkles in the show, Hot Jen is over there. Hot Jen, say hi.
Oh.
Is that my new nickname now?
I think that
That was quite unexpected.
Somebody said hi.
I was just going to say, I know Zach has some sounds, but the whole thick girl thing, didn't that happen because of Rashad Butler?
That did. That was because that story is so long to explain, we don't have that much time.
Here. All right, here we go. Another sound.
Salt Bae also slaps his meat way too aggressively for my liking.
Y'all get after it. What y'all talking about on your show,
hey,
man?
We have fun on my show, too, man.
I listen. Y'all talking about listen, I listen.
We have fun on my show, too, man. we got to get out of here, man. We got to get out of here. Channing's
Yeah, I'm going to hit it.
He's out of here. You got me for another 30 minutes. Me and Dan Day, apparently.
I'm going to listen.
We just got told 30 minutes ago, so we're going to make this up on the fly.
Like when you're doing something good, man.
But that's only going to be on 790, right? 560 is what?
That's going to be Hurricane Hotline.
Hurricane Hotline next on 560. The Zach Dwartan Dan Day Show next here on 790, The Ticket. I'm in a little bit of a sugar baby situation here.
Huh? No. I would love the action of sugar babying. I just don't fit the mold. Look at you, clean cut, happy and crap. Like, I'm not no sugar baby material.
I am
material.
Not clean cut.
Yeah, you clean cut. Nice dude.
I look like I walked out of the woods.
Well spoken.
Well, thank you.
Straight teeth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, look at my teeth. Like Chihuahua teeth. No old lady wants to talk to me like that. Pay for nothing for me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.